The message that's sent to his party faithful, who should be his closest supporters, the message that's sent to them is, number one, he, Malcolm Turnbull, has a superior intellect in his view, because he says to the people that are telling him, they're laughing at him, he says to them, hang on, in my experience, we're not. I'm right, you're wrong, I know more than you do. But the message that underlines that, that comes beneath that, is that these people in front of him are totally irrelevant to Malcolm. Their feedback to him doesn't matter. Now, if he gets feedback one-on-one and, you know, he doesn't take it on board, you as one person would think to yourself, oh, well, he didn't listen to me, not to worry, you know, I did my best to tell him. When you're in a group and it's your true, you know, your party faithful, your best, closest supporters, your policy developers, when you speak to them as a group and they as a group clearly respond the way that they did today with the laughter and the heckling, and you say to that whole group, fellas, I'm right, you're wrong, I've got experience, we're not run by factions, yeah, that's the end of the matter. You say to all of them in a way that it can't be denied. You say to all of them, I don't value your opinion,
yeah,
I'm right, and it doesn't matter what you tell me.
And just in case Turnbull and people who are his supporters listening to this think we're full of it, my phone today has been knocked over with members of Parliament, some of the ministers, state and federal, who were there, who have said much the same thing. They said the contempt shown to the room are the people who have to go out there and hand out the how to votes and run the sausage sizzle things and raise the money, right, and do all the things and support the marginal seats in the very seats that they're going to struggle to hold, because, yep, of what's gone on and because of the fact that we've now got, you know, Chairman Mal, Chief of Arrogance, running the country. We've actually, that's the most profound message. It is the real FU to them when he's waving at them like, come on, what would you know? I've been there. I'm at the top. You're just down there, you know. And,
oh,
and
mate, look,
that's his problem. That is him in a nutshell. It's his judgment. It's his arrogance. It's his lack of self-awareness. And to say something that is just so blatantly wrong in front
three
of a
things,
room
mate,
of every person in there would have known what he said was crap, even if they supported him. What is going
mate,
on there?
I reckon the real secret of that little clip is not at the start where the laughter is and what have you. It's not the three claims he makes about the factions, big business, and backroom deals. It's right at the end. He says, we're not the party of that stuff that you've just laughed at.
Yeah.
He says, after he's ignored the people in the crowd, in the audience, he says this, we are the party that relies on the ideas and the energy and the enterprise of our membership.
Well, yes, don't say it. I want to play you something. Now, just to give you an idea, now, what you've just said, you don't know I'm going to play this, so what you've just said to me would be how Turnbull supporters, staff and people who are only in power and senior jobs because they backed him. That's the crap they're spinning this afternoon. You want proof? I'll play you this. David Lipson of Sky News, probably an hour after this debacle, this is what he's spinning on Sky News on behalf of, quote, government sources.
He smiled through it, as you can see, but it was not a good look in what is normally the easiest of crowds to please. Now, Liberal MPs I've spoken to today who were in the room are playing it down, saying it was only a small group of the hard right and that this is all part of the healing process. But clearly, the wounds are still very raw, and clearly it was a very bad call to rub salt into them by talking about factions and backroom deals.
Not a good look. It's a bloody humiliation. If Abbott had been booed by his own side, do you think that they would be saying, oh, it's not a good look? It's a humiliation.
Do you reckon anybody would let Abbott get away with it too? If Abbott was the chairman of Goldman Sachs and he gets into his job as PM the way that Turnbull did and he stands up and says, we're not run by big business. Oh, thank you, Mr. Former Chairman Goldman Sachs, aren't you? We're not run by backroom deals. He's just done the backroom deal to, you know, crown all bloody backroom deals. He makes Bill Ludwick and Shorten look like amateurs. For God's sakes, the media would be all over Abbott like a rash. I don't know what it is about this empty rhetoric with this bloke. He's got the Twitter crowd on his side. He's got the empty sloganeers, etc., on his side. And surely to God, well, the Conservative people, it's obvious, their view of him, he's one of Rudd, you know, type people, and he's got no future in the job. That'd be my view.
Yeah. Well, see, the irony is I still think they're going to win the election. I think they were always going to win the election because it comes down to a Coke and Pepsi argument. You got one can over here and you've got another can over here and the other can's Bill Shorten and even when he's hot he looks shit house and I just think it's impossible for the man to be elected. I mean, the opinion polls might say glowing things, but a great bit of magic happens when people walk into polling booths. So I thought they were going to win anyway with Abbott. They'll win with Turnbull. They'll be returned with Turnbull, but gee, fear what's around the corner.
I do, because what it says is that there is no refuge from this sort of BS. You get it with Rudd, you get it with Shorten and Gillard on the Labor side. Now Turnbull has infected the Liberal side, and it is attractive to a large percentage of the population. They fall for it, and they will vote for it, and that is a terrible, terrible augur for the future of Australia. Mate, I'll ask you this question, right? It's a little bit loaded because it's based on a quote that Turnbull has given. What do you say, Jason Morrison, is the key, the single thing, the key to governing well, the key to good government? What is it?
Oh, mate, it's Saturday. Come on.
Now, if you're going to commit yourself, a normal person would do exactly what you just did, which is you'd stop and you'd have a think and say, gee, that's a really important question. What's the key to good government? I've heard a few blokes answer that question. One bloke that really impressed me in Queensland said, the key to good government, mate, he said, it's boring, but it's being good managers. It's really boring. It's backroom stuff.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You know what bloody Turnbull said? Last 24 hours? Oh, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Gender diversity.
Oh, yeah,
gender diversity is the key to governing well, for goodness sakes.
Hey, look, I'm interested because we're two blokes having an opinion on this. I just wonder what other people think about it because I have this feeling that there are Liberal Party members, and I know that the government supporters are already trying to portray this as it's just the crazy right. That's crap, actually. It's not the crazy right. The kind of people who are in touch with me, I would not even define as being ideologically in that direction. And I just wonder if this is one of these sort of never forget type behaviours, that people were so disgusted with what went on, how it went on, and that their brand of politics, after having seen the other brand do it to them, that their brand of politics has gone down this way and they won't forget it. And they find it very hard to see past this man and back him and support him. And I just wonder if what we're seeing here is the gradual destruction of, this very old political movement.
Mate, look, you know Alan Stockdale, don't you?
Yeah.
Former president of the Liberal Party. When he was in power as the Treasurer of Victoria, mate, he was so tight as the fish's backside. I knew because I ran the Telstra business that interacted with the Victorian government. He couldn't get anything past Alan Stockdale. His critics would call him, that news agent or that suburban accountant with that sort of mindset. Well, hallelujah. That is exactly the sort of person who is in the Liberal Party. Small business, news agent people, accounts.
They're not the ones that rise to the top, though.
Not now.
No.
Not now. They're not with Buddy Turnbull. But they are the people who are sitting in the room and they're the engine room of Australia's economy, small business people who want to get ahead through their own labour. They don't want to stick their hand out for the government. Basically, it's a party of people who believe in themselves and they believe in, reward for their own effort and what have you. Bloody Turnbull comes to them, former chairman of Goldman Sachs, the bloke who wanted to set up an emissions trading scheme because, we're going to make magic money out of this magic carbon trading, etc. He's all that Rudd sort of stuff. He stands in front of them and says, we are not the party of big business. The news agents and the accountants and what have you sitting there would say, no, you're dead right, mate, we are not. But you are.
You are. Good on you. Nice to talk to you, Michael. See you.
Yeah, you too, Jase. Ta-da.